The International Committee of the Red Cross is warning that Iraqi soldiers who disguise themselves as civilians risk prosecution. The Red Cross has called on both sides in the Iraq War to stop using tactics that endanger Iraqi civilians. The Red Cross says the rules of warfare outlined by the Geneva Conventions are clear. In a conflict situation, there must be an unmistakable distinction between what is civilian and what is military. While additional protocols to the Geneva Conventions recognize people's rights to resist and defend themselves, the Red Cross says there are rules that apply even in these cases, including one that says arms must be carried openly. Red Cross spokesman Kim Gordon Bates says soldiers who masquerade as civilians in order to deceive the enemy violate the conventions and risk prosecution.
Somebody who evades formal identification as a regular fighter is actually exposing themselves to being prosecuted if ever they should be arrested, and what they're doing is denying themselves the protection that fighters normally get. Then it becomes a crime, it becomes a violation, it becomes whatever, that's up to a tribunal to decide. But they are doing something which is no longer considered to be a formal act of war performed by a formal regular force.
Mr. Gordon Bates says recognized soldiers are protected under the Third Geneva Convention. This means they cannot be prosecuted for taking up arms against an enemy force. But this convention does not protect armed civilians. He says Iraq, the United States, and Britain are all parties to the conventions. Coalition troops have reported several instances where Iraqi soldiers have posed as civilians. Recently, an Iraqi non-commissioned officer posing as a taxi driver detonated a car bomb that killed him and four U.S. soldiers at a U.S. military roadblock near Najaf. Edgy about suicide attacks, U.S. troops shot dead an unarmed driver Tuesday. In an incident on Monday, U.S. soldiers fired at a van that failed to stop at a checkpoint after warning shots were fired, killing seven women and children. Red Cross spokeswoman Antonella Notari says the conventions apply here, too.
Checkpoints have, of course, the right to try and defend their own security and the security of their personnel, so they may search vans, they may stop vehicles. There are certain rules on how you proceed in that. Of course, we hope that they took all the necessary measures to warn the people, to clearly alert them.
The Red Cross says it will not play the role of arbiter, but expects military authorities to adhere to the rules of war. They say chief among these is the protection of civilians from harm. Dale Gavlak, VOA News.